Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hour two of the show. It is Chris and Amy. Mark's Kors and Ranji.
Yeah.
Scott Jagow's with us because he roams St. Louis. He always has three good things for us. He's always chatting with Stumac, all that coming up on Sunday morning. But we've got Scott, who you just had a surprise birthday party.
I did. Before we get to that, though, okay. I wanted to, because you were surprised at the fact that Collinsville is the horseradish capital of the world.
I don't think I ever heard that before.
Wait, I just Googled horseradish capital of the world, and guess what came up?
Collinsville, Illinois.
And they just had the festival last weekend.
So it's
a big deal.
Why, though?
That's just where they grow the most horseradish.
Collinsville
and they celebrate it like heck.
It was our biggest rival when I was in high school, Granite City. That's our rival town. I didn't know anything about these horseradishes.
I'm the horse editor, remember? Horseradish, thoroughbreds, they're all
horseplay.
Yeah, anything with horse in it.
So I didn't know that. I did not know that.
That's how thorough you are. I appreciate that.
Because what you were saying is that you had your surprise party and you had a couple of friends who didn't make it because they were at the horseradish festival ahead of time and they got blasted, so they couldn't make it.
Yeah, I think they got snockered.
They were overserved, so they didn't make it to your party.
They didn't make it, but that's okay. We had a good crowd, and it was fun. And I've been talking about this because I was on one of our other stations this morning talking about surprises and how I had never had a surprise party before. And I was just kind of thinking, and my girlfriend who made this happen, and she did fool me. She did fool me because she did a misdirection because she knew I was on to something. Mm. So I went to one place and there were people there saying, surprise, happy birthday or something like that. And there were some balloons, but that wasn't the surprise party. It was a fake.
This was the TikTok.
Wow.
It was the TikTok.
Because you told us about that.
Then so she gave me a card and it had directions to go to a couple of roaming St. Louis spots as a, what do you call it? A scavenger hunt. Mm-hmm. Well, that was just to get me out in the community for about 25 minutes, because one of the places I went to for this scavenger hunt, I walk in, there's a card that says a few things, and then it says go into the next room and you'll get your final clue. And when I opened the door, everyone that had been at the TikTok was now at Lindenwood Park Place other people, including Stu McMillan.
Stuart was
sitting there. I was like, what?
Love Stu.
Yeah. It was really funny.
That's awesome.
It was.
Well done.
That's awesome.
So did you like the surprise? Do you like surprise parties?
Well, I've never had one before thrown for me. However, I did enjoy it. I had a big smile on my face. I really liked it. But I'm also on the radio and don't mind attention. My girlfriend, she hates attention.
Bunch of narcissists in this business.
Yeah. Yeah. She hates attention. So she has already warned me, do not throw me a surprise party. Yeah. But I looked it up. I was curious about the brain science around this, and apparently surprises are very, very influential on your brain, and every brain likes them, whether you think you like it or not, according to the research.
Really?
Interesting.
It's good for your brain
to be surprised.
In what way? It fires synapses that otherwise wouldn't?
Well, yeah, something like that. I can't explain the whole thing.
The
I'm not a scientist. I'm not a neuroscientist. But
could it be a bad surprise? Does that do something for
yes,
you?
Yes, it does.
Surprise, you're fired.
Surprise, you have a terminal illness.
It's also stressful. Yes, there can be very stressful surprises. What I just want to say is it is the emotion that most sways your brain chemistry at once. To be surprised, whether it's good or bad.
You know what? I feel like I've been robbed because I've never had a true surprise party thrown for me.
Mm-hmm.
I had one when I was leaving to move back to St. Louis. My friends put together a surprise going away party.
Yeah.
But like a week before, they go, hey, we're just going to tell you, we're doing a surprise party sure. for you next week. I'm that's not fun.
That's not fun.
That sucks. Why don't you just wait until I show? I don't know why they did that, but they did.
I've never had a true surprise party. I've never had a surprise.
Yeah.
I've never been surprised by anyone being there.
I don't think I haven't.
Yeah, well, okay. I got my first one. And what I was going to say is that my girlfriend put a lot of work into it. And she says, you're never getting another one of these.
Yeah.
Because
she
hated all the lying
to
me. And also just the effort that had to go in. Because then you're communicating with people you can't tell the person that you're communicating with them. I know somebody else who's planning a surprise party right now, and he said, I think I already blew it because I think she saw my email.
Dude, don't say that.
What?
What if,
if
she's
listening?
She's,
they'll be able to...
It's okay.
Okay. She hates the station?
I didn't say anybody's name.
Can we guess?
Yeah, do you mind?
No, we're not going to go there.
I don't mind. I think I would love a real surprise party where I want to cry. I want surprise and everybody, and then I go, oh, you know, I want
to
do that.
When was the last
I want
time
tears.
You cried?
Oh, I don't know. I think I was watching.
Yesterday.
no, I, you know what?
Last time the Bears played.
Oh,
that's not.
He's dead inside. You can't hurt him now.
Death.
Nothing you can say can hurt this man now.
That's just flat out anger.
So the last
I've never cried at sports. I've always just gotten really mad. I think I had a minor heart attack at a college basketball game once.
Really?
When I was in college.
Okay, so when was the
last
time?
I've definitely cried at sports.
You
really?
Have?
Oh, yeah.
Never cried.
So every time the Bills play the Chiefs?
Okay. I mean, that's a low-hanging fruit.
In the playoffs?
Yeah, I know.
I don't like
emotional
the Chiefs either.
About it. Before the game, obviously not every game, but the big games sometimes. And when they lost their first Super Bowl, that was devastating on the field goal.
Yeah.
I was at my parents' house. I think I went into the backyard and laid down in a fetal position.
Dude. Being a Bills fan, man. I don't know if I feel worse.
That was
worse
the first
for
of four.
It's probably worse because you have hope. I almost think it's less painful to have no hope. But
yeah,
Bills fans have
be
hope.
Me.
Yeah.
Be a Bears fan. You know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Except for this year, they're going to be great.
I feel
this year is different. This is a different year.
Yeah.
But yeah, having a team that you expect to be good, having a surprise, like a thing you think is going to be good and then being surprised when it doesn't go well, that's more painful than anything else.
Yeah, they actually did a study about another study on surprises, and that sports was one of the biggest thing. There are people expecting to win and then they lose, or vice versa.
Uh-huh.
That was a huge driver of emotion that's along the same lines as any other surprise.
Well, we've talked about, Amy and I, the Blues winning the Stanley Cup, and the anniversary was just a couple of days ago, the six-year anniversary.
It was yesterday.
Wow.
Was it yesterday?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
June 12th.
Oh, yeah, 12th. It's the 13th. Friday the 13th. Oh, my
That's
God.
Right.
Didn't even
the
put it together.
Only Friday the 13th of 2025.
Is that right?
It's the only one this year.
I think there's three
next year. Yeah.
Didn't even put that together. So, I was so surprised they won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That year, just because of the amount of times they should have been eliminated and the fact that I didn't think they would even get there in the first place, that it was so satisfying to me that it took me until about this year to care about it again. Listen, like every time they were not very good in the last several years, I'm like, I'm good. I don't
fan
care.
Fan equity.
Oh, I just.
Fan equity. That's what you call it.
There was such a high from it when it happened in 2019 that I've been totally satisfied.
I've been pretty satisfied. Yeah.
I didn't care about anything.
Well, listen, you were surprised.
Regarding
the Blues were up 4-1 with 47 seconds left, and I was still surprised they pulled it off because I thought as the clock ticked down with the Blues up 4-1, I thought, this is going to hurt so bad to lose this game.
give up three goals.
Yeah.
But this year's game against Winnipeg was the exact opposite. The shocking nature of that.
But that's
finish.
What I mean. That shocking nature used to be the status quo. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought would happen in game 7 in Boston with a second left. You somehow lose it.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they tie and then they win. Like, I knew we were going to lose that game.
Yeah.
37 seconds left in the game. We were up 4-1 and I knew, I'm like, this is going to hurt so bad because we were within a minute of winning. And then when we won, and granted, you don't cheer in the press box, and I hadn't cheered for years because I'd been in the press box, but I didn't even feel like cheering. I just felt like, well, this is interesting. I did not expect this.
Yeah.
After watching the Bills for many, many years blow lead after lead, especially in primetime games and big games, there was no lead safe enough, ever. It didn't matter, like you're saying. There could be 20 seconds left, 31-0, you're winning, and I still think something horrible is going to happen.
That's why I never have a problem when a sports team, whether it's like the other day, I think the Dodgers threw a, they were losing by a lot, like 10-0 or something, 8-0. Mm-hmm. And they put a position player out there. It was Kike Hernandez.
Mm-hmm.
He goes out there to pitch and whoever they were playing, he throws a 45-mile-an-hour pitch and this guy, he just crushes it. He's like, well, I'm going to hit the hell out of this ball.
Yeah.
And a lot of people will say that's Bush League. You know, you're running up the score. Yeah. You never know what's going to happen.
Right.
Keep playing until the game is over.
Yeah.
And I don't care if you've given up. You're the other team. You've given up. No, I'm going to beat your ass because you don't ever know what's going to happen. What sort of comeback is in the cards? You don't know.
On the flip side, since we're on the Bills, they did have the greatest comeback in NFL history for many, many years. And it was in the playoffs. They were down 32-3 in the third quarter of a playoff game. Mm-hmm. And they came back famously and won, and every single person who lives in Buffalo says they were at that game.
Yes.
And there were fans who left and they were climbing back over the fences to get back in, and the security guards at one point just quit trying to keep people out.
All you have to do, think about the Falcons, and everybody knows what 27-3 means.
Yes, they do.
Yeah,
everybody knows the score 27-3.
Yeah, I hated that.
Because the Patriots came back and won.
Yes.
Well, that's why we used to say this about the Blues, no longer, because like you said, I'm still filled with the 2019 Stanley Cup euphoria. But we, with Scott, we could do it with the Bills, where you say when you die, you want the Bills to lower you into your grave. That way, they can let you down one last time.
Yes. I've heard that one before.
Scott, here's what I will do for you. If the Bills ever win the Super Bowl, I'm going to send you a congratulatory text.
Wow,
yeah, that's pretty good.
That's because
so motivating,
and you'll cry. That's a moment you're going to cry.
I probably will.
So
yeah. Hey, did gonna make a mean joke?
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Did you get yelled at by the boss today or at any point this week because
Steve?
Yeah, because you didn't roam. Did you roam?
I didn't officially roam. I am going to roam. Actually, the place...
You have one job, Scott!
All you have to do is roam, Scott.
All you have to do is roam!
Are you going
to
roam between now and Sunday? You better.
I am.
Okay.
I'm going to go to Lindenwood Park Place, which is where my party was.
Yeah. So you're going back to the scene.
Yeah.
And?
You have three good things for us?
Yeah, I will.
You're going to have three good things? Okay.
I promise.
Are you going to chat with Stu Mac or not?
Yes. Actually, we talked about Father's Day, and he came up with the man with the most children in the world. You want to guess how many this Russian guy had?
Wasn't it like Genghis Khan? Didn't he have like 10,000 kids or something?
Well, I don't know. I just trusted Stu on his research.
Okay.
It's not Wilt Chamberlain.
Is he alive now?
But that was encounters, not number of kids.
Yeah. That's right.
Okay, so I'm serious. The number is 69. So that's nice. The record. And not only that.
Oh!
Not only that, it was all by the same woman.
Oh,
what? That's
it.
Not possible.
No, it's not true.
That's not
it
possible.
You can only have one kid a year.
She had 16 sets of twins.
No chance.
16
no
sets
chance.
Of twins. No,
it's the record.
Your insides will fall out after 25.
Yeah,
look
it
up.
Do the kids just, how no. does anything stay so in or probably, out?
No.
She
did not happen. No chance.
No, okay. There's no way.
They've lied.
So, and this is how you know it's a. You know how you know men dominate the world is when the lead is that this man had 69 kids, and the second part of the story is the same woman.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if that's
she
true.
Did not, it's a
the
lie.
The lead of the story
I'll
is
go
the
do
woman
some
had
more research.
69
I was trusting.
How long
Stu
ago
on that.
Was this?
Well, that was the other question
we
I asked, and he didn't have the year
right now.
Yeah,
right
well,
now
you guys gotta get him in the next segment.
Well, we have to take a break because we have.
Right, I know. You get. It's a commercial radio station. I'm aware.
I think after five, kids start falling out after five.
I think your actual insides start falling out after five.
This is impossible.
No,
I'm upset.
No way.
I'm gonna go talk to Stu right now.
Yeah, go find out about this.
This is KMOX, Scott.
Yeah.
You can't be.
I'm gonna go. Investigate.
The segment is three good things, not three big lies. Scott Jagow, three good things, roaming St. Louis, chat with Stu Mac all Sunday morning.
Thanks, guys.
On KMOX.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, we're going to get to the bottom of something we were talking about last segment with Scott Jagow. He's still here.
This is
from the KMOX newsroom. Now we have Stuart McMillan in from the KMOX newsroom.
The two biggest liars. Our,
I don't have a microphone.
Turn your microphone.
Turn on this microphone.
Well, don't shout now. People are trying to sleep.
When you lie about birthing babies.
It's not. I don't think it's a lie.
Okay.
So, there's a BBC article. And when the BBC
yes,
puts a story
it's a
out
reputable
there,
a news organization, but they said that a woman had 69 children. She gave
yes.
birth to 69
Valentina
children.
Valentina Vasileva.
Oh!
No, it's, oh, nice.
She has a name. And she was...
She has a name, Chris.
Her name is...
Calm down!
Okay, well, Stuart, hold on a second.
But this he's the greatest mother of all time, and you are beating her up.
But Stu is the one... He started the story by saying... About the father.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's
and then he buried the lead, which
the
was
lead is she had all the kids.
The lead is misogynist.
Yeah. So you'll never believe
it's
this father.
Father's Day.
This father
it's
had
Father's Day.
This father had 69 children. This is the big story. Also, same woman gave birth. All what? There's no. First of all, there's just no chance this.
She
is
was
possible.
Probably just walking.
They did the math.
The babies were just falling out.
They there's more.
Okay, okay, go ahead. Can't wait to
go ahead.
So. Here's what happened. 69 children, same woman. She gave birth to 16 pairs of twins.
How is that possible?
7 sets of triplets and 4 sets of quadruplets.
What's wrong with her?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with her.
This is the most fertile person in the history of the world.
This is like the Russian Adam and Eve. What's wrong with this?
Did she live a long and happy life?
I think they live into their 70s. Yeah.
Scott said she died at 40.
Oh, I thought she only lived to be...
He lived to be 70-something.
This was 1725 and 1765. Okay, so that was a 40-year period. Okay, I guess I misread that, but still.
She
would have been pregnant for 18 of that period.
Yeah, so 2 decades.
I mean,
yeah.
So
I just feel...
2 decades of being pregnant during the time of that, yeah.
So her husband, Fyodor Vasilev, he, in total... fathered 87 children, according to this.
What a dad.
No,
I mean, think about this.
So he had 18 kids with another one. Was he having an affair?
Yep. Oh, I don't know if he was having an affair. I don't know about his...
Yep.
What's going on? We're on Loveline or something. What's
he had 6 sets of twins, 2 sets of triplets with a second wife. So it was What did this guy eat? Because in 1765...
We want it.
I mean, this is...
No, we don't. This is
18th century we're talking about here.
Yeah, there's no medicine. There's no...
Right, there wasn't...
Like fertility drugs.
Right. That's what I thought.
Natural remedies.
We just talked about this.
Oh, it was mountain oysters, I bet. I bet he was eating a lot
It's just amazing because all of us are here because we won the race. We won the sperm race. It's hard to get here.
Who's we?
All of us.
Us.
Oh,
we all
are
won.
The one.
Our little sperm.
The odds are not great for the little guys.
Yeah. So just think about how.
So this guy, for some reason, all those little guys were making it.
Yeah. Think about all the untalented sperm that didn't make it.
Right.
Like when you meet somebody, you go, really? You're the one that won? Then you have to think about
What about this? What if instead of thinking, wow, he had really talented sperm that all made it, what if his sperm were so bad that most of them were just flopping around so you didn't even have to be that good
to
win?
They didn't even know where to go.
And that's why so many won the race.
I just didn't know Nick Cannon was Russian.
Okay. All right.
Who's the other guy, the football player?
Philip Rivers. Philip Rivers had
Philip
a ton.
Rivers?
No, who's the guy that had 6 kids this year?
Oh, I don't know.
Tyreek Hill.
Doesn't Philip Rivers have like 12 kids?
See if Tyreek Hill had 5 or 6 kids this year.
He's got quite a few.
I think Tyreek Hill had 5 or 6 this year.
We're going to make a list, folks.
Here's the thing.
Philip Rivers has 10 children, which is a lot.
All I know is that like Carol Burnett, because I'm like, oh, it's natural. It's not natural. Childbirth is as natural as take your lower lip and imagine stretching it over a basketball.
Okay. All right. Stuart McMillan, Scott Jagow, thank you.
It's not natural.
Thank you for lying to us.
It's
true.
The BBC article goes into some technology that could make it possible that women could have hundreds of children.
Hundreds?
Okay. No, that's not.
I'm just saying.
You can create your own army. That's what the Russians were trying to do.
Create their own army?
Right there, out of one guy.
Stuart McMillan hundreds and Scott Jagow.
I don't want hundreds of
superhuman.
Anything.
Pump me up.
Okay.
Hundreds of dollars.
It is.
I'm sure it has something to do with eggs, not actual.
Do you guys ever take breaks on this show?
Right now.
Are you trying to take one right now?
You must go now.
Okay. Get out!
Stuart McMillan, Scott Jagow.
Award-winning newsroom, folks.
Hey, we're gonna talk.
I must break you.
Murrow, they keep winning Murrows and NBAs.
Hey, we're up on our
Marconis. That's right. Hey. We've got credibility.
That's right.
It's like
worldwide.
It's like those average sperm that keep making.
Speaking of average, we're going to talk about City SC, our soccer team. I gave them more than
Matt,
they deserve.
Hit the ad already. Hit the ad.
Gen Cease. We'll talk City SC with us next on KMOX.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Malik Badawi does stop it at 98-23. Portland scores in stoppage time, second half. Timbers win 2-1 at Providence Park.
Well.
Listen.
Yeah.
We are not the worst team.
No.
There's one worse.
No, that's true.
And that's who we're playing.
Let's go. Can't wait. Tomorrow afternoon at 3:30, it'll be City SC hosting the Galaxy. That is the Los Angeles Galaxy. And to talk about it is Jen Cease, broadcaster for Y98. And Jen joins us here on 104.1 FM KMOX. How's it going, Jen? We haven't talked to you in it feels like years.
It has been. I gotta tell you, I followed a number of very interesting segments. I don't think I've followed one like your last one.
All right, Jen, we love you very much, but your phone sucks.
No,
so we're gonna
clipping.
Put you on hold. We're gonna reestablish a connection here because there's some cutting out that's going on. My guess is she's on an iPhone.
Oh, whatever. He's anti iPhone.
Yeah. So
we'll get a better connection with Jen.
But
maybe she's in a tunnel.
I don't think she's in a tunnel. We don't have any tunnels.
Maybe we have a tunnel.
Where is the tunnel in St. Louis?
I think there's
probably
one.
Where is the tunnel that you drive through in St. Louis? The only tunnel we have is at the zoo where the train goes through it.
There's one on, I know, you on Manchester have to cross at Hampton have to cross under Manchester, I think.
That's an overpass. That is not a tunnel. Do you know the difference?
Yes.
All right, Jen Cease is back with us on KMOX. All right, Jen, we didn't hear a word you said, so how you doing?
What did you say? How are you doing? We'll start all over.
Is this any better?
Yeah, great. Way better.
Wonderful. I was just saying that I have followed, it's been a while, but I've followed a number of interesting segments, and that last one might be the most interesting one I've followed to date.
And Jen, as a fellow lady, don't you think when they were so impressed with the father who had 69 kids that they buried the lead when it was this same woman?
Yeah, no, that's insane. I've had four, and that man should be locked up. This is stupid.
I know, because we'll give the woman some... Well, first of all, like Matt said, that probably wasn't a healthy relationship.
Good God, no.
No, give the woman some credit here, because all a guy does is, Jen, they launched the grenade, and then we have to deal with the results.
Yeah, the guy gets an automatic orgasm, and maybe we get one, and I don't know. That's apparently not required. And then we do the rest. Congratulations, guys. Big fat trophy for you. I know we're here to talk soccer. I'm sorry.
Ron fell out of his chair. I will say...
And the other one's not required? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I can vouch for the fact that it's not required. The human species would cease to exist if that was a requirement. Sorry.
Maybe not there sorry. Was a glitch.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It's, wow. In case Go you're soccer. Listening, it is 10:30.
Yes. Speaking of balls, let's talk about soccer.
I was going to say, in case listeners are wondering, it is 10:36 on a Friday morning.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's not. You didn't wake up from a fever dream.
Yeah. It gets
science.
Rowdy.
Hey, it's science.
Science.
You can't be embarrassed by science.
That's exactly right.
Right.
And so go right ahead, Jen. Let's talk about this soccer team.
Speaking of a turnoff.
No.
Come on. Why? Jen, they're struggling. They're struggling. We can't sugarcoat it. They need to turn things around.
That's right, 100%. So Coach David Critchley, who I know a little bit personally, he coached my daughter actually back in the day. It's so funny, it was just recently those Facebook reminders that us old people use, Facebook, as my kids tell me. Four of them, I had four, not 69. But my four kids tell me that, you know, Facebook's for old people, but it does pop up some nice memories. And funny that just this past weekend, it popped up a memory of David Critchley with my daughter's team. They won Missouri State Cup. He spent his time on the circuit and played here in the United States as well. And I think he's going to do good things for City. He's only been, you know, two games, one win, one loss. Not a bad track record so far. Great energy and hopefully some hope in helping the guys remember and find out again who they are, because I think they lost a lot of that identity in the last, you know, season and a half or so.
Well, how long does it take? Because they won the first game that he was their head coach. They lost the subsequent game. How long should it take for them to find a new rhythm?
Well, you know, sooner is better than later, of course. Statistically, you know, you've got only so many games right before, and the number crunchers will know that better than me, that, you know, before the playoffs are an impossibility. It's not there yet. So he's got some time, but knowing Dave and Critch, who you'll catch me saying that a lot, his nickname, knowing Critch and knowing how quickly he wants to, one, get back to the rhythm that, by the way, City 2 was in that DNA. So granted, that's a second team. It's not the same as first team, but they had never really broken with that rhythm before. So him kind of bringing that back to the first team, and, you know, that is also lockstep with how David likes to play the game. So, you know, I think it won't take long. He's building personal relationships, of course, with each of the players, finding out basically what makes them tick, what makes them, you know, work well on the field, which might be the system, might be a combination. He talked a little bit this week about trying to still figure out how Konrad Wallen works best because he's such a versatile player. You know, maybe it depends on the opponent, on the game, where you're going to put him, who he works with best on the field. So he's still figuring those out. But hopefully in the next few weeks, we can start to see more of that City identity that we did see against San Jose. We also saw it against Portland. It was a tough game, over 100 degrees on the turf there. We saw it, but extending that identity for more minutes. So we're not just going 60 minutes. We're taking it a full 90.
If you're a City 2 player and you're going into the season, how likely is it? How much do you think, okay, I'm going to get a chance to play for the big team this year? And how surprised do you think some of these players are that they're on the MLS team?
Yeah, in fact, that's a great question, Amy, because Brendan McSorley is the player profile we have for the next pregame. So I talked a little bit with him. He's from New Jersey, and how cool that was for the coach that he's been getting to know on the second team side, gets kind of like a homegrown. He's not from St. Louis, but, you know, homegrown's up. And even Roman Berkey talked about it in the press conference yesterday, that he was really happy that the city staff, Luke Svenningsteel by name, he said, mm-hmm. that picked somebody from within the club. So I think it's great that those guys see line of sight. There's occasionally times when I have to catch an interview inside the facility and City 2 and the first team. And, you know, a lot of times the academy players are often, you know, mingling together. I think it's a great thing to see that line of sight up to the first team right there in front of you in your facility.
Jen Cease is with us here on 104.1 FM KMOX. So as Amy mentioned, these two teams that are playing tomorrow are 14th and 15th, the last two teams in the Western Conference. So City is, they've got 14 points. They are 8 points behind a playoff spot right now. Before the season started, Carolyn Kendall Betts said they have to make the playoffs this year. That was her edict, right? So how likely is it that with about half the season left to go that they're able to make up that ground? It's a lot of ground and a lot of teams in between them and Colorado.
Yeah, there is. There's a lot of ground. They still have, some of the teams actually have one more game under their belt, so they do have a game in hand. A few teams do still have a game in hand with all the scheduling and Open Cup and all that kind of thing. So still having a game in hand and still, you know, again, chipping away, that getting that tie in Portland, a tie would have been good. I would have been really happy with the tie, given the conditions, to just snag a point there and also just continue the momentum would have been massive, but didn't do it. It's really, really important that they get these 3 points at home, particularly because after the LA Galaxy game, we've got a little bit of time before the next game. I think there's about a 10-day break where everybody's resetting. There's international stuff going on. Really would be important for them to get the 3 points to build on that. But yeah, I mean, Chris, you're not wrong. They don't have time to afford losses at this point. Are you going to win them all out? No. But if you can grab three here and grab one there, you can surely chip away at that difference. And, you know, there's been teams before in City's first year where our rival, Sporting KC, started out really not good in their season and ended up, you know, knocking us out of the playoffs first game. So it can happen.
You know, Jen, I know you don't know what to expect from an expansion team in the first few years. Obviously, that first year was insanely fun. But not only was it going to be more challenging this year anyway, they really have had a lot of injuries to major players.
Yeah, not untrue. And what I don't know is if this is just a City problem, St. Louis City, or is it an MLS issue? And I say this because Roman Berkey, again, he was in the press conference yesterday, did admit that he's never been on a team that's had this many injuries. Now, that MCL with Chris Durkin, that's a funky thing. I don't even count that. I've torn mine before, too, and that just kind of a fluke thing. But, like, all those hamstrings, all the quads, hip flexors, adductors, you look at that, and then you start to look at training. I am not a medical expert by any means, but I can tell you that just from talking to particularly the European players who come over and just talking to you, like, how is the MLS different? They spend a ton more time in our country in the gym. And I'm not saying that's a good thing or bad thing. It just does make me wonder if there could be some overtraining done or maybe not appropriate rest. You know, you can rely a lot on data to tell you certain things about max heart rates and all those kinds of things. But when you're having continued injuries like that, you know, what does that involve? And what I don't know is it is a St. Louis City problem, or is it just kind of one of those things that it's the MLS and these are one of the things we deal with by the nature of how we operate.
Well, so the season is played in the summer, and the summer in St. Louis sucks in terms of heat and humidity. I know there was this idea about maybe moving the MLS schedule to a winter schedule. They abandoned that for now, and they wouldn't happen before like 2027, but it's still a possibility. Do you think teams like City have to train differently than a northern team like Minnesota would have to, just because it is so hot here?
That's a great question. Yeah, I do. I think that it's a, trust me when I tell you, Timo Baumgartel, one of our center backs who thought that the Columbus Crew game like a month ago was too hot, and everybody warned him and said, oh, no, no, Timo, you have no idea. Went to Portland, and hopefully somebody said, yeah, that's more like what you're probably going to get for July and August in St. Louis. But yeah, for sure, you go north, and for the most part, unless you have a heat wave like you just did in Portland, you have that, you know, ability to get a little bit of a fresh breeze, you know. But we have such differing climates here when you talk about the United States. You go to Salt. My daughter, actually, my youngest, is in Salt Lake now for a tournament, and had to come out of her game after 5 minutes because she hadn't adjusted to altitude yet. Yeah. So we've got such crazy, our country is just so big that a lot of players aren't used to changing so much. But to your point about summer, Chris, yeah, from hydration to just that humidity, and just, you guys know it when you walk outside, that kind of, you get smacked in the face with the humid and the hot. I do think it does change the way you have to train. And then if you're going to go play an opponent in a completely different climate that they've been training in, that changes how you have to approach that game, and then how you adjust, particularly in that first 10, 15 minutes when you start playing.
Hey, Jen, switching over to the 2026 World Cup here in the United States, it has been billed as a chance for the U.S. men's national team to, quote, change soccer in America forever. However, a few days ago in Nashville, the U.S. men's national team lost a fourth straight game. They lost to Switzerland 4-0 for the first time since 2007. They did not record a single shot on target. They trailed by 4 goals inside 40 minutes at home for the first time ever. And at halftime, or at least during the game, a half-empty stadium, quote, booed their brains out. going on with the U.S. men's national team?
Man, if I could figure that out, I'd have such a sweet job, wouldn't I? But yeah, I mean, there's so many things that are floating out there. So everybody's in a panic, right? And I don't blame them. There's little time for the World Cup, but not as much as you think, because, you know, these are players that are training to get, like, City trains 5-6 days a week together. You get that rhythm. But when you bring national team players together, you're bringing them back from whatever environments they're in. So there isn't as much time as you think there is. So people, I think, are rightfully getting a little concerned. Now, Mauricio Pochettino, he's gone on record saying, you know, in this moment, as he's building things, he's worried more about process than results. But I don't think the process looked very good either. And then there's a lot of things floating out there from, you know, Tony Meola saying, hey, we need to have an American coach on staff. We've got a coaching staff that doesn't understand the system that we, whether you like it or not, that we grow athletes in, to a Landon Donovan, you know, who's calling out the big name players like Pulisic and others, of saying, hey, why aren't you showing up for these games? Where's our pride in playing for country? It's probably one of a little bit of everything, but I think who said it best was Mike Sorber on the City Spotlight that we had Wednesday night, former U.S. men's national team player, coach, who was in that as a coach in that 4-game loss. So he remembers that as a coach, and said, you know, but what we had back then was identity. We maybe didn't do things right, but we knew we wanted what we wanted to do. We knew how we wanted to play. And he feels like at this moment that the U.S. men's national team really doesn't know who they are. Doesn't that sound similar to the earlier part of City season this year?
Jen Cease, City SC broadcaster for Y98. We appreciate it as always. And as we say goodbye, a text message, a listener says, the Russian guy has scored more than City SC has. And yes, he has scored more than City SC in their entire history, I think. So
there you go.
Yeah. Like, by a lot.
Good stat.
Hey, thanks for helping us out today.
You got
best.
It. If you ever need to talk about too many kids, I'm your girl.
Yeah, next time, why don't you clean it up a little bit?
I know. I got a text that said that our show is hilarious, but when you came on, the soccer lady, it was just like tons of emojis and exclamation points, and it says hilarious. Hilarious. Yeah. You're cracking up
glad
the audience.
Help.
Yeah.
Glad to help.
Cracking them up and getting us fired. So, great job.
Steve's out of town.
Oh, yeah. He's not listening. Bye, Jen.
You're good. Bye, guys.
Jen Cease with us on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Hey, Chris and Amy.
Oh, Matt Pajeski. Where'd you come from?
Hey. I was like, who's this other voice?
He's been over there giggling for hour and a half, 2 hours.
What is going on over there?
Did you see there's a woman who gave birth to 69 kids?
Yeah, we did see that.
Okay. Do you know what she looks like?
I do not know what she looks like.
We didn't know she existed. How would we know it?
We're going to put on the StreamYard for you.
Oh, good Christ. That is so bad.
So here's the thing. First of all, that's sad. That's mean. Second of all, that can't be her because I've seen that picture before.
You have to go on YouTube or Facebook or Twitter see the picture.
If you watch us on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter, at Chris Amy KMOX on Twitter, or find us at KMOX News on YouTube.
Yes.
That is her. And you know what? I think she looks great. She had 69 kids.
Oh, that she looks like it.
How old did she live to be?
She looks like it was a hard life.
She was a Russian peasant. That was also her background.
Poor lady.
I feel so bad because she looks like... Well, here's the thing.
She looks like my grandpa.
I'm actually getting sad now because now.
Why are you sad about this?
Because she was a real person, and I.
That's true. She was a real person.
And I 100% agree with Matt. Her husband had to have been like horribly abusive.
She does have nice eyes.
She has really pretty
eyes. She looks like my baseball glove.
No, that's not very nice, Matthew.
I'm worn out, weathered.
No. Whoa, hey.
No.
We don't talk about women like that.
We can't talk. I'm putting my foot down because her. Life has been so hard, and she had a terrible husband, and it was in, what, the 1800s? I think, first of all, most of us would have died living through what she lived through. Second of all, we would be lucky to still have her eyes like she has.
And her mustache.
It's not a mustache. Okay, Matt, we're going to get... No, don't be...
Nope, this is not nice.
This is not nice.
Do you think they say that one of the best reasons to have children is so they can look after you when you get old? She had a whole army of people to look after her.
Take the picture down. She's a real person.
It's scaring the
She's not a real person anymore because she was alive in the late
1700s. Yeah.
The only way, because I feel so sad.
You do?
I would have killed my husband.
What? With what?
A gun or a knife.
She didn't have a gun. She would have had to get a musket.
The fact that she didn't murder her husband is impressive. I would have murdered my husband. So I hope that she was a terrible person because that would make me feel better. But she should have just been like, don't touch me.
You can.
Away from me, Satan. Like, that's terrible. Like,
You're listening right now. You can make up for Amy's infraction. Making fun of the old lady.
No, I did. I'm standing up and I'm saying you don't even. You're dumb.
If the photo is like weathered, you know, because it's so old, you can make fun of those people.
No.
It's been 200 years.
Jump scare.
Take it down. No.
Okay, listen.
That's a real person.
It's like 250 years ago. Yeah. You can make fun of her. It's okay.
Well, I'm going to make fun of you.
Fine. You do every day.
when you die.
I wish you would. I wish you would go to my funeral and give the eulogy and just say, this guy sucked, and then walk back into the crowd.
First of all, how did you know the first line of my eulogy I've started for you?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days.
It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.